in terms of the different types of artificial intelligence, there are three main types: narrow or weak AI, general or strong AI, and artificial super intelligence. And narrow AI is designed for specific tasks. General AI possesses human level intelligence across various domains. And super intelligence, or artificial super intelligence, refers to AI systems that surpass human intelligence in virtually every aspect. Let's pause and reflect on that. Are you thrilled about that? Are you frightened by that? How are you feeling about that? Welcome to Tech Intersect. I'm your host, Tanya Evans, and my life and work exist at the heart of law, business, and technology. Yeah, I've earned a few fancy titles and degrees over the years, but the bottom line is I'm a writer, speaker, teacher, and lifelong learner. And I'm really excited that you've joined me on this journey. So what is Tech Intersect? Well, it's authentic, empowering conversations with really interesting guests who demystify complex topics to prepare you for the future, because your future is now. And it exists where law, business, and tech intersect. Get ready to listen, learn, and leverage. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. In this episode of Tech Intersect, I'm taking host privilege to do a solo episode and to put a fine point on takeaways from my recent episodes on artificial intelligence, and really to tie up loose ends based on some of your questions and some other questions I had after those episodes as well. So in this episode, we will explore frequently asked questions by you and me, and in general, about artificial intelligence and machine learning, ChatGPT and other large language models, some of the competitors. Explain it to me like I'm a really smart fifth grader, and really distill some of the takeaway points from these last episodes. AI's potential, the actual impact on blockchain and crypto. So I'm looking at that intersection as well. And some examples of companies that are actually leveraging artificial intelligence in the Web3 space in general, but in blockchain and crypto specifically. So in fact, based on your comments and your questions and some of the other things I was thinking about as I was re-listening to those episodes, I decided to create, we can call it a primer, a cheat sheet, definitely a toolkit. So several different resources that cover AI and ChatGPT fundamentals, just like what are the 101 principles that everybody should know as we are ushering in a new wave of technology. In the toolkit, I actually answer at least the top 20 frequently asked questions, some of which I'll cover in this episode. But in the time that we have together in the episode, I can't cover every single thing in the toolkit. So I created the toolkit that you can access after this episode, and also how blockchain and crypto can work together to improve some of the drawbacks and the limitations of artificial intelligence to improve both technologies. And of course, what this all means for you and for me as investors, as entrepreneurs, as intrapreneurs within a company, for example, so we can always be ahead of the curve, be the smartest kid in class, the smartest person in the room, and at this point, really just not to get left behind. That is my goal at this point, because it seems like we're all drinking out of a fire hose trying to keep up. So I want to do the heavy lifting so you don't have to, so that we can all move forward together. All right. And also, if you are watching this, this is because you are a Digital Money Demystified weekly premium subscriber. Thank you so much for your support. And I hope that you are enjoying your experience receiving the weekly digest. And I'm going to start rolling out more premium content. So for the podcast, the audio version comes out every Friday and it's free. It's edited and has all the great bells and whistles. You, my great premium subscribers, get to see me in all my fabulous glory. Thank you very much. And to just get the outtakes and to spend this time with me in conversation, so that you can receive the audio or the text and certainly the video version. I'll also take snippets of this and put it on YouTube, but you as a premium subscriber get to see the whole thing. And if you're not seeing this right now, what are you waiting for? Come on and go to the link in the show notes to become a subscriber at the Substack, digitalmoneyweekly.substack.com. You can see that in the show notes, also at my link tree, and also at my, I'll just make it simple, at my link tree, you can see all of these different options. Okay. Now, quick point about the toolkit. It's called AI Unchained, Revolutionizing Blockchain and Crypto with Artificial Intelligence. And it is available as a free bonus with an annual subscription of $50 a year to my Digital Money Demystified Weekly Digest powered by Substack. That's 52 issues of the DMD Weekly Digest. All of the archives, because we've been going for a few weeks now, the AI Unchained resource that I just mentioned, and it will be in all formats. You can get that at AIAdvantageToolkit.com. That's AIAdvantageToolkit.com. And I'm also excited to share an upcoming opportunity. This will happen every month, but if you're listening to this or watching this before July 25th, I definitely want you to join me in the Bitcoin Breakthrough Challenge. So the second challenge will be July 25th, 2023. You spend three sessions with me virtually and other challenge participants, either as a general admission ticket holder where you get to come onto the Zoom and listen in and receive the daily training, or you can upgrade to the VIP experience and actually ask questions. And there's some other bells and whistles for the VIP experience. And one of the most valuable, I think, to you is a 100% money back guarantee. I call it the I tried it, but it's not for me guarantee. You show up, you do the homework. At the end of the three sessions, you say, this was great, professor. I'm sure you're a lovely person, but I did everything you asked and it's not for me. And no questions asked. I send you your money back. General admission is $97, VIP experience, money back guarantee at $297. We will talk about the little known but essential facts about Bitcoin, some of the common myths and mistakes in crypto investing, particularly for those who are new investors in the crypto space that put your finances and your financial future at serious risk. Critical steps to onboard and buy Bitcoin, why Bitcoin should absolutely be your first buy. This is something that I've changed in my crypto education approach, and I explain why in the challenge, so you definitely want to hop on there. We'll also talk about the critical steps that you need to do to onboard and buy Bitcoin. And if you miss this challenge, you will stay stuck. You'll stay mired in misinformation and misguided decision making, where you're reacting rather than being proactive in the space, where you're reacting to fear, uncertainty, and doubt, which is misinformation or FUD in the space, or where you're just chasing the shiny object because you're feeling FOMO, since Bitcoin in particular is up 68% at the midway point of this year from January of 2023. CNBC listed Bitcoin as one of the top five best returns for your money by the end of 2023. That was the end of Q1, and things have only gotten better. Go to BitcoinBreakthroughChallenge.com. That's BitcoinBreakthroughChallenge.com. Sign up, either general admission or upgrade to the VIP experience. Let's go and let's grow. All right. So about artificial intelligence. So I sat on the sidelines for a bit to take in all that was going on in the artificial intelligence space and the meteoric pace in mainstream adoption of AI tools like ChatGPT that was created by OpenAI. I received a lot of questions about my views on AI as things were starting to roll out and the adoption was just off the charts. I actually sat back for a minute, checked in with some experts. I really needed time to figure out what the tech is, how to work or work with or utilize, leverage ChatGPT, where the data came from, what the intellectual property implications are, And I include some of my thoughts on that in the AI Unchained resource that I mentioned. I just really wanted to understand the technology at a sufficient level from a non-technologist's point of view, understand the impact of AI in my particular lane as a crypto expert and a policy expert. So I wanted to figure out that lane and also as an IP lawyer and law professor. So now that I've done all that for a couple of months, I want to share some thoughts, some insights, some open questions with you as well, based on your feedback and some of the things that I was thinking about as I was in conversation with some of the experts that I interviewed or had conversation with here on Tech Intersect. So in addition to that, I thought, what better way to do my research and to do my conversation at GPT in order to explore some of these topics as I practiced creating the successful prompts that you should use and learning how subtle changes in language can lead to different, sometimes subtle, but sometimes radically different results. How to challenge ChatGPT when I know something to be factually incorrect and to say, have you considered? And actually, that's wrong. And have ChatGPT come back to me and say, you know what, professor? It doesn't actually call me professor, but in my mind, that's what I hear. You're right. I'm wrong. And I thought you meant this, but here's my response now. So I have experienced ChatGPT and Bard, Google's version of a large language model, as conversation with like a really smart friend. And that's how I think about it. I think one of our guests explained it that way too. And I think that really helped me. And maybe that helps you to distinguish between like, what's the difference between asking ChatGPT a question versus typing it in a search engine. And so the search engine is really an aggregator of information, but it's not fine tuning. It's not predictive. It's not iterative. It doesn't feel like a search engine. It is gathering up, but not distilling the information. Although I do see now Google in particular, that's the, or Chrome is the browser, and Brave, I use that browser, and it's Chromium based, has like a summary sometimes of questions that you ask. But it's just that one, two sentence summary, and certainly not a deep dive and not a back and forth, not a predictive or iterative conversation. So that's just how I think of it a bit. All right, let's dive into some of the questions at a high level, and let me give you some of those answers. In the interest of time, I'm not going to go through everything that I have in the toolkit, but enough to wet your whistle and pique your interest and to answer some of the basic questions. And if you want to take it a step further, subscribe to the DMD. And DMD stands for Digital Money Demystified, the DMD Weekly Digest, as a premium subscriber, and you can have free access to the full resource. All right. So what is AI or artificial intelligence? So AI refers to the development of computer systems that can perform tasks that typically require human intelligence. So that, again, separates it from just doing a search engine search. AI actually involves creating algorithms or bits of software instructions and models that enable machines to learn, to perceive, to reason, and to make decisions, which is very different than retrieving information or data, or even just retrieving data and organizing data. It's very different, that level of perception and reasoning and learning and decision-making that is more akin to human intelligence, but it's artificial because it resides or originates, I should say, in software, in the ones and zeros of code. So how does it work? So AI systems work by processing large amounts of data and using algorithms to identify specific patterns, speech patterns, decision-making patterns, and making predictions and decisions based on that data. And AI systems employ various techniques such as machine learning, deep learning, natural language processing, and computer vision to achieve their goals. So some of our experts on previous episodes talked about that, and you can go back to those episodes to learn a bit more about the various techniques used in artificial intelligence. In terms of the different types of artificial intelligence, there are three main types, narrow or weak AI, general or strong AI, and artificial superintelligence. And narrow AI is designed for specific tasks. General AI possesses human level intelligence across various domains, and superintelligence or artificial superintelligence refers to AI systems that surpass human intelligence in virtually every aspect. Let's pause and reflect on that. Are you thrilled about that? Are you frightened by that? How are you feeling about that?
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tanya M. Evans, author of Digital Money Demystified. And I want to let you know that to stay on the leading edge of any opportunity, especially investing, you have to empower yourself with the tools and resources needed to keep your knowledge and skills current. And if you're relying on last year's information or even last month's, look, you're already behind. Sure, you can try to figure this out on your own at YouTube University. The problem is, it's difficult to separate fact from fiction with so many carnival barkers banking on your inexperience. And of course, there are the naysayers, usually from legacy finance, banking on your fear while they quietly help their high net worth clients to invest. All of it muddies the waters when all you want to know is how to get in safely, legally, and confidently so you're not left behind. That's why I wrote Digital Money Demystified, where I take the top 10 crypto myths head on and give you well-researched, well-supported facts to empower you to make good choices out there in the new digital cash economy. As a law professor who developed the first blockchain crypto and law online certificate program, a retail and corporate crypto policy and education trainer, and a thought leader appearing regularly on national media, I've done the heavy lifting so you don't have to. Look, there are plenty of books and courses on which crypto assets to invest in. Digital Money Demystified is the book you read before you dive into those. So head to digitalmoneydemystified.com to learn more and prepare for the future of money and wealth today. All right. One of the other questions that I had, and we talked with at least one of the recent guests about the real world applications of artificial intelligence. And to some extent, we have already been impacted by artificial intelligence. We just didn't know it. When you go and communicate maybe with a chatbot on a website, or you are speaking to, this happened to me recently. I was flying somewhere and had some questions about a change in a flight. And I was communicating with, you know, some type of rudimentary artificial intelligence. You can have that conversation up to a certain point, and then at a certain point, it has to hand you off to an actual human. Maybe that's one of those basic AIs, narrow or weak AIs for a specific purpose, for example. So there are many real world applications for AI, including, but not limited to, autonomous vehicles, healthcare diagnostics, fraud detection. I feel like I just got caught up in artificial intelligence fraud detection for making a purchase. I feel like anytime there's a transfer from a bank account to a crypto platform, it's just going to get flagged. In fact, the only people that seem to be able to get access to money seems to be the fraudsters and the scammers. The rest of us, we're just trying to do banking on a regular basis, are getting caught up in or tripped up in some type of algorithm that spots quote unquote suspicious behavior. Virtual assistants. I love virtual assistants so much. That makes me think of like Otter AI I use for note-taking during my meetings or to review large swaths of data or information or notes and actually be able to break those up into specific points. Love it, love it, love it. So it's all over the place. Recommendation systems, language translation, robotics, financial analysis. It's increasingly being integrated into various industries and sectors to enhance efficiency and productivity. That leads to another question. Can AI replace human intelligence? And although now this is, you know, the non-technologist in me in conversation with ChatGPT and doing my own research and some follow-on questions for our recent guests, my understanding is that although AI can certainly automate many of the human tasks and can perform specific functions with a high degree of accuracy, it's currently unable to completely replicate human intelligence. Will that change in 10 years, in 5 years, tomorrow? One can only guess. Maybe we should ask ChatGPT how long it's going to take for artificial intelligence to not replace, but replicate fully human intelligence. AI systems excel in data processing, pattern recognition, decision-making with defined contexts. But of course, human intelligence encompasses a vast range of cognitive abilities beyond just pattern recognition, decision making, complex emotions that artificial intelligence has yet to fully emulate. So we'll put in, you know, an ellipsis at the end of this, not a fine point, but an open question of not a matter of if, but when. Now that's me talking, not the experts, but that's what I think. I have some other things here that I include in the toolkit about how AI is different from machine learning. Certainly some of the ethical implications of artificial intelligence, like privacy concerns, bias in algorithms, certainly job displacement, accountability. Like, where does the buck stop? You know, accountability for AI decisions that go wrong, like completely off course or maybe on course, but having substantial negative impacts, right? Making sure that we're ensuring fairness and transparency and accountability with respect to where data sets come from. There are some legal cases against OpenAI, for example, where there are folks who are suing for defamation that has caused the FTC to start looking into what consumer protections there need to be in place, where this data is scraping, where, you know, one of the questions is, where does this data come from? And my understanding, and I say a little bit more about this in the toolkit, where OpenAI, for example, goes and quote unquote gathers or scrapes data from all public sources. Now, some of that is copyright protected. Some is not. Some is public domain. Some is proprietary. And some is inaccurate, just downright wrong. And there's no distinguishing characteristic unless and until someone inserts a prompt that generates an output, a response, and it is inaccurate. And that person says, hey, that's not accurate. And the model then adjusts for inaccuracies. That's assuming that the person who's responding actually knows. So you have to take this with a grain of salt. This is a beginning point, not an end, when you're gathering information. And a lawyer recently got sanctioned by creating an entire legal brief that was completely inaccurate. It was citing cases that didn't exist or citing them for the wrong proposition. It's lazy, it's unethical, and that's going to get you in a world of trouble if you are, you know, relying not only on your reputation, but have a license to practice law or something similarly situated. I don't want my doctor going on to ChatGPT to generate a course plan of action for some type of illness, for example. So the limitations of AI, and that's something I spend more time on in the toolkit, and the future of AI is really, really important as well. Now, a couple of things about ChatGPT, and again, go back to previous episode to really take a deeper dive into ChatGPT, but it is an AI-powered chatbot designed to engage in conversational interactions and to provide responses based on the input it receives. You type in a prompt that's input and it generates a response. Now, it was in an earlier episode, as I said, described as having this conversation with a really smart friend. I like that very much. That distinguishes it from basic information aggregation and retrieval with a search engine. And when you think of how ChatGPT is different from other artificial intelligence chatbots, ChatGPT stands out, says ChatGPT, due to its ability to generate more detailed and context-aware responses compared to previous chatbot models. And I have found this because I've been comparing it to Bard, which is owned by Google. And I find far more in-depth responses in the, certainly the paid version of ChatGPT. That's the 4.0 model, and it's $20 a month, I believe. Or you can use it for free with the previous data set. And I have found that ChatGPT has been more thorough. And I don't know the specific differences, but I have noticed that just in my own anecdotal experience. I was interested in what the training process was for ChatGPT, and it's trained using a process known as unsupervised learning. And the model is exposed to large amounts of data, and it's taken from the internet, as I said. It learns to predict the next word in a sentence based on the context provided by the preceding words. And so this training process enables ChatGPT to generate coherent and contextually appropriate responses, which I find really, really fascinating. And one question that came up was, can ChatGPT understand and respond literally to any question, good, bad, or otherwise? And it seems to be that ChatGPT can understand a wide range of questions, provide relevant responses based on patterns that it's learned, but it may occasionally produce incorrect or nonsensical answers. So it's important to critically evaluate the response and continue to do your own research, or DYOR. This is a tool. This is not replacing your human input, your understanding, distilling information, fact checking. It's even more important to fact check at this point in time, because ChatGPT has many limitations. Even Sam Altman, the OpenAI founder, has been very transparent about this. In fact, Arlen Hamilton from Backstage Capital just did a fantastic interview with Sam Altman. You can find that on YouTube. I believe the show is Your First Million. She has this fantastic conversation with Sam. So go and check out Arlen Hamilton and Your First Million to hear from Sam himself about some of the limitations of ChatGPT. Some other things that I answer in the toolkit: is ChatGPT capable of learning and improving over time? How it generates responses, how you can provide feedback or report issues, which is pretty straightforward. And they are very open to that. And some of the best practices, my favorite part of the toolkit, for interacting with ChatGPT effectively, because not all prompts are created equally. And so finally, I just want to leave you with a few other points or takeaways about, you know, it's really important to understand how artificial intelligence is impacting a number of really important topics. Obviously, AI in everyday life, because ordinary people, we may not realize the extent to which AI is already integrated into our daily lives, from personalized recommendations on streaming platforms to voice assistants on smartphones and AI algorithms, just across the board, play already a significant role in enhancing user interface and user experiences. They're the ethical considerations that I mentioned, bias in AI that we really need to pay attention to, because if AI models are trained on data that already exists and biases are already hardwired, they're like baked into the system, then that bias through that data can be reflected in the outputs of artificial intelligence. So we don't want to replicate the systemic ills that already exist. We want to be better. Artificial intelligence and jobs, it's not just about if, but when certain jobs can be replaced by artificial intelligence. But I'm not so concerned about that, because as long as you understand and can leverage and utilize the tools, you will not be replaced in that regard. Those who don't take the time to learn, don't take the time to commit, don't take the time to see how this technology is improving at the same time as disrupting, in the same way that the first industrial revolution, it wasn't just an evolution, but a revolution when you move from an agricultural agrarian society to the industrialized world. Yes, there were people who were replaced, but there were others who came who were keen on understanding and leveraging the technology. So pay attention to that AI and decision making, how to use ChatGPT effectively, and understanding how ChatGPT and other chatbots can significantly benefit ordinary individuals. So by familiarizing yourself with the topics, and even just at a high level, you don't have to become an AI expert, adhering certainly to best practices when interacting with chatbots, and ultimately embracing AI knowledge and using it responsibly, really can harness the power of AI and enhance your lives and contribute to a better AI-enabled future. So there are a lot of options to ChatGPT. It's the one I'm most familiar with right now, but I'm going through and trying to kick the tires of all of them. Again, I've compiled an ever-growing list in this essential companion resource to this particular episode. It's titled AI Unchained: Revolutionizing Blockchain and Crypto with Artificial Intelligence. It's available along with the video version of this podcast for my DMD Weekly Digest premium subscribers at AIAdvantageToolkit.com. That is AIAdvantageToolkit.com. Go there, sign up, you get the bonus access to this. And also, I hope to see you in the challenge next week, the Bitcoin Breakthrough Challenge. You can learn more about all of this at AdvantageEvans.com. All right. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Tech Intersect podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love it, please tell the world. If not, go ahead and tell me. And in either case, drop a comment or ping me on social media at IPProfEvans with the hashtag TechIntersect. And finally, a quick reminder on digital safety. There are a lot of scammers out there impersonating me and others, and I need your help. Now hear this, and remember, I will never slide into your DMs to say peace and blessings or hey, and I will never reach out to solicit your time or your money on social media, like ever. I'm not a trader. I am an educator and an attorney licensed in 4 states. Thank you very much. I'm here to inform, inspire, and empower. No cap, and definitely no Forex. So be careful, make good choices, and remember, I developed an entire free masterclass about the topic of digital safety in the crypto space. So check out secureyourcryptobag.com for more information. That's secureyourcryptobag.com. All right, that's all for this episode. Until next time, continue to shine.